Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. If you ever miss anything on the show, don't forget, get caught up either the day of or over the weekend, whatever. Maybe you're up coming on vacation. You want to keep in touch with the show. Remember the Andy and Kat podcast and the Magic 95.1 app. New episode coming right now here of Random Facts. These are facts. They happen to be random. It's our version of Radio Potato Chips. Can I tell you what annoys me the most about this segment now?
What?
Apparently, listeners and our bosses like the fact that Kat
has found some
plays
sound effects.
A potato chip eating sound effect. I'm like, you mean this annoying chewing with your mouth open sound you like? And they're like, yeah, I think it's my favorite part of the segment. And I go, are you kidding me? You understand how annoying this is? And they're like, no, we like it. Oh, my God. All right. They're like, it's Radio Potato Chips. Eat some chips.
Yeah.
All right. I'm like, they're with their mouth open. It's like, it'd be a dating deal breaker. Like, if a girl ate like that on a date with me and I was single, I'd be like...
Even if she was a 10?
If she's a 10, she becomes a 6.
I mean, you think
you can't, so? Oh! If that's how she eats, how does she kiss?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do.
Silence can be golden. All right, random facts. Here we go. 70% of women wish they didn't have to deal with being hit on at the gym. 30% like it. I'm like, more than you like. I see you all filming your workouts and your sports bras.
Yeah.
I think it's more
posing.
Random facts. Benjamin Harrison, president, had 2 pet possums when he was in office.
What? Who has a pet possum?
Who has a pet possum? And who has 2? They were named Mr. Reciprocity and Mr. Protection. Kid you not. Random facts. Less than 15% of men in the United States are 6 feet tall or taller. Who knew that? Less than 4% of men are at least 6'2" or taller. Yet in the NBA, close to 90% of the players are taller than 6'2". Isn't that nuts? Random facts. In the 1980s, this is maybe the wackiest random fact that you will then go home and Google and go, oh my God, really? In the 1980s, Russia gave Pepsi, the corporation, submarines and other naval ships to cover the bill it costs to stock the country with Pepsi soda.
What? They just did a trade.
That's a straight up bonkers deal.
I'm going to give you subs.
Submarines and naval ships, and Pepsi took the deal.
And we're like, here's our Pepsi
soda.
Cola. Yeah, our soda.
They were trying to penetrate other parts of the world. Coke was winning here. They were trying to win Europe, obviously Asia. Anyway, they gave Pepsi such a big fleet that briefly, PepsiCo controlled the 6th most powerful military in the world.
Oh my gosh. That is a great random fact.
That is the nuttiest random fact.
Wow.
We would like the Pepsi, yes. Uh-huh. And how are you going to pay? No pay. We give you submarine, yes. I'm sorry? Yes, in the naval fleet. Deal?
Yeah.
And then somebody at Pepsi was like, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I'm going to take that deal.
We're going to take those submarines. We need those. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Reddit had a study, or at least, you know, they asked people and they kind of started a thread where older adults started reminiscing about the wild things that used to be normal in the world, normal in school, but now in today's world would never happen, okay? And that's such a fun topic, right? Because it takes you down a lane of nostalgia. But some of the stuff that used to happen, I even remember in my lifetime. I'll give you an example. Older adults on Reddit reminisce about, it used to be normal that the teacher or the aid that would watch you or monitor recesses would be smoking.
Yeah, yes, this is true. I was just going to bring smoking in school.
I was like 100%. The teacher's lounge had cigarettes.
Yes.
100% in my lifetime, the person who monitored recess was 1,000% a chain smoker almost every time.
Yeah.
High schools, older adults reminiscing about things that used to be normal in today's world but aren't. Some high schools nationwide had a rifle firing range on campus.
Oh.
Now, Southside here in town has, I believe, a range. I don't know if it's for weapons, like rifles.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you know, it's an Olympic sport to, like, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Southside still has or had a
archery.
That's why
are they the archers?
They're the Southside archers.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, they had an archery club or range or.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you imagine though in today's world cracking down on that? I'd be like, I'm going to beat you on the weapons range.
Yeah.
but those things were examples.
What about shop classes? I mean, I grew up with shop class where we were using drills and saws and. It's a wonder people didn't cut their fingers off.
I agree. Any shop or trade teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how you did it because sometimes the kids that ended up gravitating to those courses were sometimes the kids that feel like they didn't fit anywhere else.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I had shop class in sixth grade. I got a bandsaw.
Yeah.
What was I doing with that?
Did you learn anything? Did you learn how to use it, right?
I've never used like a belt sander or a bandsaw since sixth grade.
Wow.
I can't believe everybody didn't leave without chopping themselves off. That was crazy. I don't get it. But yes, wood-burning stoves used to be a thing that was in schools for heat.
Oh.
Teachers tying their kids' left hands to the chair to force them to write with their right hands.
Oh my gosh. When was that? The 30s?
No, I think a lot of that was 50s.
Really?
Because in early 60s, because a lot of that, by the way, was religious, like Catholic schools. My parents, my mom in particular, went to a Catholic school. And nuns would do that because, you know, right hand to the father, like there's a religious tie.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
And the left hand was like seen to be like the devil.
How about slapping your knuckles with a ruler?
Same thing. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Like, that's
using that little pointer
if the ruler didn't work, then you would get tied to the desk.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem right.
No. it's not right.
Right.
On Reddit last night, reminiscing about things that used to be normal. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI.
I think I'm headed down to Indianapolis this weekend. I'm going to go to IKEA and Top Golf. I've never played golf. Like, I play putt-putt. So it can't be much different. Hang on. Just swing harder, right? And faster.
Oh, it's much, much different.
A different club.
So hang on. Can I get a full context of this?
Sure.
So just to bring some people, you know, people listen to morning shows kind of in passing and come and go. I get that. So Kat, not to live on it, is going through a divorce again.
Yeah.
She's moved into a new home.
Yep.
The new home needs furniture. You've been to IKEA.
I've been to IKEA a couple of times.
So you're going down there. You were going to go by yourself. Couldn't find anybody to go, so you didn't go. So now you have a friend that's meeting you in Indy, a friend from Southern Indiana.
Yep.
You were like, you know what everybody does? They go kill some time at IKEA, and then you're going to kick it at
Top Golf.
Now, three levels of Top Golf. Do you know what bay you got?
Oh gosh, I don't have any idea. I did get a confirmation. I did get reservations.
I've always wanted to Top Golf and I've never done it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I'm gonna do something that you've never done.
Well,
don't you just hit balls off the deck? Off the bay?
Yeah, it's more like and in certain areas are worth points if you want to keep score.
Oh.
Like some people just want to hit it as far as they can, but other people want to keep score and there's like different colored areas that if your ball lands in, you get points.
Okay.
But let's be honest. Most people, it's just a driving range where you
just hit the balls off the
bay. Just drink a little.
Oh, okay.
It's a bar.
Oh.
It's a bar with a three-tiered driving range. Hang on. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that. I just knew that you hit balls off the bay. That's
it's a bar.
I had no idea. I thought the big... No.
You thought the big thing was it's a driving range?
Yeah, I thought it was a big, fat driving range, and everybody wants to go to this driving range and hit balls off, and I didn't think about it, I guess.
It's alcohol-fueled. Sure.
Okay. Well, sure. That sounds a little dangerous. Like, I could fall off the bay.
That's correct.
I could hit myself in the head with my club.
Why don't you go to YouTube and type in Top Golf Fails.
Uh-oh.
And it is drunk people falling off
the top
bay and landing in the safety net that is in front because people can't do a physical activity and enjoy libations at the same time.
Oh, boy. No, this person is kind of winding up. They're kind of taking a run at it. And then, swinging.
And then they will miss.
And they miss and they fell.
And they land in the... Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that's not you.
Yeah, let's not do that. I don't want a broken ankle or a broken face.
Or life. Yeah, I mean, that's why I asked what tier you were on. I think maybe you should start at the ground level.
Okay. All right. Yeah, man, there's a lot of drunk people. Wow.
It is a bar.
Okay.
You will get hit on.
No.
Let's go ahead and take a wager on that.
Okay.
Because you will be swinging a club so poorly.
That somebody will want to teach me?
Some man will mansplain to you how to swing a golf club.
Oh,
yes,
well.
You will.
Well, good. Maybe I'll find love at Top Golf.
Let's. We'll see. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. I had a moment of feeling old yesterday. Maybe you get more of these as you obviously get older, but I don't know if you, I don't know if everybody listening here knows this random little fact about me, but 20 years ago, I appeared on Live at the Time with Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so yesterday after the show, I have an appointment to go get my haircut.
Uh-huh.
And so the person in front of me in the chair is recognizes me because they went to Angola. And when I was doing the Regis and stuff 20 years ago, anyway, the lady who's in there getting her hair cut goes, "Oh, my God, I watched you on television when I was in sixth grade."
Are you kidding me? What? Oh, my gosh. Oh, you were like, sixth grade.
Do I have some of this audio?
Challenge. Plus, he beat out thousands to earn the chance to sit next to Regis. He is Andy Beckman, the winner of Live's American Co-Host Search.
Yeah, that was
20 years. That is cool. 20 years ago.
Yeah,
20 years.
Maybe 21 this summer. I don't know. Anyway, something like that. Yeah, 21 this summer. Thank you. Yeah, that was in 2003. And she was like, "I just want you to know, 21 years later, I finally get to meet you. But you did get us out of homework for several weeks."
Oh, yeah?
Several weeks while you were going
through. Did some of the schools, like, broadcast it on the TVs? Wheeled the card in and...
Well, I think, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So they're like, "I don't know, whatever happened to you." And I'm like, "Well, I'm here."
I'm here.
And
you can,
like,
listen every morning.
"But thank you for getting me out of school." And I'm like, "You were in sixth grade? And that's a grown adult across from me right now." Brutal. 20 years is a long time, but when you see it face to face.
Right. And then you think about it.
Oh, my God. I was like, okay, yeah, well, I was, I'm 40 now, so thank you. It's the biggest solar eclipse party in the state, and we're getting you in. 260-467-9500. Not to mention bragging rights are up for grabs. This is our four-question game. You get the first question right, general knowledge questions. You move on to the second. If anywhere along the way you beef it, we go to the next caller on the line, and whoever's on the line that successfully answers the fourth question wins. Right? Any questions? Okay, there we go. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, go ahead and turn your radio down. Question one, here we go. Ashley, what American president gave the famous speech... No, trust me. It's okay. Gave the famous speech known as the Gettysburg Address.
Abraham Lincoln.
There we go.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, Ashley, you're moving on to question number two.
There was a minute there, Ashley.
Yeah.
There was a real minute.
The look on Andy's face is like, uh-oh.
Ashley, question two.
There's going to be a minute for this next one, too, but okay.
Okay. What is a baby sheep called?
Oh, no.
A lamb
is right.
Yay!
Yes.
Very good, Ashley. And man, I got to tell you, Andy is sweating bullets over here.
I love it. You guys feel that tension? I know I do.
Makes me nervous. I know. The way he says the question.
I know.
It makes me doubt myself.
Yeah. I know. No, don't doubt.
Don't worry. He does that to me daily. I'm glad he's spreading the love around.
That is a terrible character trait I have. It's really bad.
I've just gotten used to it by now. I don't take it personal.
I need more counseling. All right, question three. What's the... Because that got raw and honest real fast.
Sorry.
What is the name of the prison in San Francisco Bay that is known as The Rock?
The name of the
Is it Alcatraz?
Is exactly right.
Very good. Ashley, you are doing great. Good job, girl.
I think it closed this week or next. I don't know. In 1963, for those playing the home game.
Oh, okay.
All
okay.
Right. This is the research I do, guys. Above and beyond. All right, Ashley, sorry. Not to make it about me. Here we go. Ashley, question number four. You get it right, you win.
Oh, gosh.
According to the song, where does Justin Bieber get his peaches?
It's not the grocery store.
Georgia?
Yes!
That's what you do, Ashley!
Yeah, you're a winner! Here we go. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Yeah.
I get my weed from California.
Yeah. I didn't ask you where he got his weed.
No.
Just wanted to know where he gets his produce.
Yes.
You guys understand?
Congratulations, Ashley.
Thank you.
Do you feel better now? I mean, you don't still feel nervous.
If you're talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, the nervous. They've gone away. You're done, right? You're over it.
I finished. I crossed the finish line.
That's right. There we go, girl.
Cool down. Yeah, stretch. Yeah. Take it easy on yourself. Keep your head up, Ashley. All right. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Let's change the music. Look, I don't want you to think I'm ragging on the schools. I actually, you know what I think about this. I've said this 100 times. I think teachers are underpaid. I know that because people struggle to get teachers, bus drivers, staffing for this. I just think if the core of your community is teachers. But anyway, a teacher in Michigan was fired because of her rap career.
Her rap career?
That's right. A Michigan teacher was fired because her rap career. This is like when somebody's on OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
Like if you're doing adult themed stuff, I get why you probably can't be kicking it with my kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not a great role model. But a teacher in Michigan wants her job back because she was fired because she's a rapper on the side. Her name is Drippin' Honey.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's her rap name.
Does it say what age of children she teaches, is she elementary,
I honestly don't know, kindergarten or middle or high,
because I feel like that kind of makes a difference too.
Okay.
I think you're more likely to influence young children, you know, if you're in middle and high school and you're rapping on the side. I could see, but if you're like a kindergarten teacher,
they won't even know, right?
They don't, yeah, they don't, it means really nothing to them.
I think it's high school.
Oh, yeah, okay.
By the way, her name is Drippin' Honey.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did we miss that? That's the best part of this whole story.
Yeah.
You can follow her on YouTube or TikTok under Drippin' 101. And anyway, here we go. This is here's Drippin' Honey and her explaining her point of view.
Nobody even knew I was a rapper until the parent kept continuously complaining. Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. The first meeting that I had with like the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids because I rap. My mind and my heart was telling me two things. I couldn't see myself giving up my other passion just because somebody didn't like it. They said erase all your content. That was the ultimatum, erase all your content. I'm just like, respectfully, I can't do that.
She can't, you can't give up Drippin' Honey.
No.
Okay, that's who I am.
No.
All right?
But you also need to pay the bills. I mean, you're a teacher.
This is where I go. I do think the rap name is funny, but I do understand the need and desire in today's world for teachers to supplement their income.
Yeah,
and if
I
you
do too.
Don't want them to be on OnlyFans or rapping Drippin' Honey songs, then pay them more.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing, because these are side hustle jobs. I don't know which ones are approved. Like, can you be a teacher and also sell Arbonne products or whatever? Probably.
Yeah.
So they're not anti-second gigs. They're anti these gigs.
Mm-hmm.
But what if all of that problem went away if we could just figure out a way
to pay teachers more money?
Right.
Or maybe it just came up because a parent complained about it.
It did. It just came up because a parent was complaining.
Maybe the administration knew that she was Drippin' Honey and they were okay with it when they hired her.
I'm sorry. Oh, Drippin' 101.
Drippin' Honey 101. I'm going to look her up. Yeah. I'm gonna listen to a couple of her songs.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
they could be good.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe she's going to get discovered now.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little spotlight on the honey.